VT earthquakes, what people should bear in mind is that VT earthquakes are caused by, and we think scientifically they're indicative of magma or molten material beneath the surface of the ground trying to get to the surface. And what happens as this material pushes out, it has to fracture the rock, it has to break the rock that's above it. And when it breaks the rock, it sets up a vibration that we see as VT earthquakes. So VT earthquakes are indicating to us that magma the events that we had in 22nd and 25th was between 3 and 5 kilometers. This one is 6 kilometers. So if magma around that kind of depth, there's a pool of magma that's trying to get through around that kind of depth. Now, why that is important is because we know that diffusive activity does happen in the magma that is there. It obviously doesn't have enough energy to become explosive. It's just simply oozing out. That's more at the surface, at the top. Now, if there's fresher magma comes in that has more energy, has more gas in it, it's a possibility that it would affect the way in which that material is coming out, that it could either increase speed at which it's coming out, or else it could cause explosions to happen. So VT earthquake activity is one of the signs that we look for indication that this is probably wanting, this volcano is wanting to go through an explosive activity. So what it means is that it means that we have to keep a close eye on it. It means that this volcano might be telling us that it wants to do something a little bit different, and therefore we have to be in this heightened state of alert when it's doing this kind of activity, and therefore be ready to respond if needed, if it goes explosive.